going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to Mary Kay Cabot, who joins us right now, Cleveland.com, and the Cleveland Plain Dealer on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, we need to aggressively pursue who?
Well, I would aggressively pursue Jalen Milroe if they draft Travis Hunter at number 2 overall. I'm not saying they will do this. I'm just saying that after doing my due diligence and talking to people and watching him and talking to him, that is someone that I feel has the rare, unique traits that is worth taking a chance on and worth maybe even giving up a little bit of draft capital to take that chance. So that is definitely something I would be doing.
Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. But you know what this is, because you say things, and Mary, don't hang up on me, all right? You say things, and at first we go, what? Like when you said, oh, Miles is staying, this is a negotiation tactic. And Lyman and I turn our mics off and go, what? And then you're always right.
We made faces, Mary
you're
Kay.
You're always right,
We're
Mary
glad
Kay.
There were no cameras there.
And so when you say, when you tell me on draft day that we need to aggressively pursue, that's your quote, Jalen Milroe, I go, oh, my God, they're going to aggressively pursue Jalen Milroe. Mary Kay knows something. That's how I think.
No, I'm telling you, in this instance, this is something that I would do, and I actually don't think they will do this. I don't think they will do this. I'm just telling you that I think it would be well worth doing. They don't like to give up draft capital. They don't really necessarily like to move up in a draft. That's not really their way. I would not count on this. I would not bet on this, but that is something that I would do. And the reason why I'm saying it, even though I don't think they'll do it, is because when we look back on this draft, I want to know if I was absolutely way off base on this player or if there was something to him. And when I look back on the 2018 draft, I did a whole lot of diligence on Josh Allen and arrived at the conclusion that he should be the number 1 overall pick. And I was vocal about that. I didn't know if they would do it or not. I actually thought on the last day that maybe they would go ahead and do the right thing and pull the trigger on Josh Allen, but they didn't. And so that's what this is. This is basically me saying, here's a player that I think is worth taking a risk on.
Mary Kay Cabot, basically telling everybody, yeah, I got receipts. I got receipts and I'm Mary Kay Cabot.
All right.
So we've been kind of locked in here. It seems like depending on the week, we always thought we knew who the Browns were going to take, which I guess is just the Browns doing their job. But Mike Florio said yesterday, the Browns, it's common knowledge around the league, they've been open for business about selling the number 2 pick. But yet the odds are all in on the Browns taking Travis Hunter. So what is it? Is it really going to take some monumental offer? Or are the Browns more willing to do business than people might think?
I think it would take a monumental offer. They have at their disposal right now two players in one in Travis Hunter. So they can get a Pro Bowl caliber receiver and a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback by staying right where they are. So you would have to give them something pretty great for them to move off of that spot. That's the only way that they will do it. Does somebody see enough in Travis Hunter or maybe even Abdul Carter to climb up there and make the Browns an offer they absolutely can't refuse because they are not giving this pick away?
What would you be willing to give up for that number two pick? Or what would you be to move off the number two pick? What would it take? I should say. Sorry, Mary.
It absolutely depends on where you are coming up from. So if you're expecting the Browns to move back to the middle of the first round, then you're going to have to give up a whole lot more than you would if you are in the upper part of the first round, and then a little bit less, you know, even more if you're in the lower part. So it just all depends. I'm sure that they have fielded calls from a number of different spots, a number of different places, but unless somebody knocks their socks off, they're not moving off of Travis Hunter.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So you say you would aggressively move up, and you mentioned for Jalen Milroe. Do the Browns move up from 33 for anybody? I know I read a report that the Broncos are shopping the 20th overall pick. Teams have called. We know that the Steelers are at 21. So we start to wonder, okay, who's that team? Could it be the Cleveland Browns? Would they move back into the first round?
You know what? Once again, I doubt it. I really do doubt that they will do that. That just really isn't their way, especially right now. Right now, they need to add talent on this football team. They need elite football players to be able to get off of 3 and 14 and go where they want to go. So I don't really think that they will do this. But once again, Andrew Berry is opportunistic. He is aggressive. He likes to wheel and deal. So anything can happen. Anything can happen this weekend. And he has told us that. I asked him at his pre-draft press conference, is everything still on the table just in terms of trading up, staying put, trading down. He even added in there trading the pick for a veteran. So the only thing that appears to be off that table right now is trading up because the Titans have said they're not trading away from that pick. So anything else is still fair game. But I really don't think that they are going to move up and aggressively pursue anybody in that first round. I think they'll wait and let the player fall to them.
Will Greg Newsom still be a Cleveland Brown by 8:29 tomorrow morning?
Oh, that's a great question. I threw him into my list of keep an eye on this just because if the Browns do end up with Travis Hunter, the receiver cornerback, and they sign Nick Needham and they've done.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Done some other things. Maybe they would think about moving Greg if, once again, they get an offer that they can't refuse. Now, that's the key here. They are not out there actively shopping Greg or necessarily any of their veterans, but they are open for business. So if they feel that they can get some good value in return, then perhaps they would think about it. I don't know if they would or not. Of course, they're not going to tell us heading in, But I do think that that's one maybe to keep an eye on, because he's in the final year of his contract. He's playing on his fifth year option, and they would have to extend him, and they have to decide if and how they want to do that. So I'll say that he's going to be still on the team, but I do think they might get some calls on him.
You know, we're going to have Jay Paterno on at 9 o'clock to talk about Abdul Carter, maybe even the very talented tight end that Penn State had this year. But it doesn't seem right now like Abdul Carter is going to be the pick at two.
What's his name, Tone? Do you remember his name?
Well, I think he's going to be talking us into it. Is there a chance he could talk you into Abdul Carter? What happened to Abdul Carter?
Well, I think part of it with Abdul Carter was the fact that he just did not get a chance to go out there and dazzle teams with great workouts. And sometimes there's a little bit of what have you done for me lately type of thing. The Browns had a really, really nice dinner with him, and other teams have too. And all you have to do is look at his tape to absolutely know what he's all about. I don't think anything has happened to Abdul Carter except for the fact that he hasn't been able to work out. And I think he's going to go very high, maybe as high as number three overall. So I don't think anything's really happened to him. But in terms of the Browns, I think they know that they need some explosive offense. I think when you have the best player in the NFL draft at your disposal there at number two, that you would probably go with him ahead of Abdul Carter.
So how do they plan if they take Travis Hunter? How do they plan on sharing him?
Well, he would be a full-time receiver, and then you give him as much cornerback as he can possibly handle. Why not? Give him more than you think he can handle and see if he can handle it. There's only one way to find out what he's going to be able to do, and that's give him as much as you possibly can, and then you can dial it back from there. But I would think that he would be up for a whole lot. He is different. He is a unicorn, as Andrew Berry described him. And so I would be getting as much out of him as you possibly can.
Have you heard the Browns at all connected to Will Howard, the Buckeye quarterback that went on a special run in the postseason last year to win the national championship?
I really have not, but I will say this. I have been saying throughout this whole draft process that I would probably take two quarterbacks in this draft. Now, that's back when I thought they were still really, really high on Shedeur Sanders. And I was thinking Shedeur at number two and then coming back and taking another quarterback later in the draft, such as a Kyle McCord or maybe even a Will Howard, just to have a developmental quarterback in your building. But I really have not heard them connected very much to Will Howard, and it just depends on where he falls to. The Browns are value hunters. They're big-time value hunters, and if they find a player like that somewhere where he has dropped below where they have him graded, they will take that chance.
I said it was a sight for sore eyes seeing JOK walk back into the facility yesterday, Mary Kay. Do we know anything beyond that? Is this reason to believe now he's back, he's gotten the second or third opinion that he needed, he's going to be playing football again, or is it still too early to tell?
It's still too early to tell. It's way too early to tell. And when I asked Kevin Stefanski about this yesterday, he said he has been in and out of the building throughout the offseason. We didn't know that, of course, because they weren't filming those guys going in and out. So I think it's a great sign that he's there. And I know he's probably there receiving treatment. But I don't know if that means anything in terms of him getting back on the field. And every single thing that we've heard from the Browns about this is there's no time frame. It's nebulous. And I think they're trying to temper the expectations for him.
Mary Kay, how important is offensive line this weekend?
I think it's important. I do think it's important. I think that you will see them draft an offensive lineman fairly high somewhere in this draft. And why do I say that? Because Andrew Berry tells us all the time that he's an offensive line snub. And we know that Jack Conklin is in the final year of his contract or getting to the point where maybe they're going to have to think about replacing him. And Dewan Jones, they're not 100% certain that he can stay healthy. Tackles are vitally important, and so are other positions on the offensive line. So I would think that they will be looking for one or two.
All right, Mary Kay, we thank you so much for the time. You're a wonderful individual, And you've certainly given us a lot to talk about, notably Jalen Milroe. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Obviously, Milroe looks like a heavy-duty project at this stage.
Yeah.
So what do you think the patience would really be with somebody like him? Running the ball, I mean, that guy looks like Lamar Jackson. And
it's faster than Lamar Jackson.
It's tough to say, like, by the eyes that anybody's faster than Lamar, because in the open field, you know, some guys might test faster, but then you see him. But Milroe is extremely explosive. But can he ever throw the football, break down defenses, understand all that stuff that comes? Like, I've always heard, oh, but once you get to the NFL, you get better coaching and development. That's true, because they're running different types of stuff. But will he ever have truly the time to be able to do that?
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.